that he needs to think realistically. Then the child goes into school, the formalized education system designed purely for the purpose of creating a member of society who can contribute to the coffers of the corporate machine. Of course, contribution doesn't mean rugged independence. Rather, contribution means fitting in. A child is not encouraged in school to become a dreamer. They're encouraged to become a test taker. They're taught that regurgitation of information is the most important part of their life, and they'll spend 12 years in a system designed to reward people for repeating after their teacher, as opposed to thinking critically. Then we move on to college, where we find all sorts of portals to mediocrity. We're told that the safe option is to get a degree, go into debt, work for 40 to 50 years, and then settle down to enjoy what's left of our life. We're always taught to be safe. We're taught to be careful. And in the process of stressing safety, carefulness, and caution, most of us have lost any desire to take a risk and embrace the uncertain path. The average life is a safe life, but even the word safety is a myth. You can do everything right, and there are still no guarantees that things won't go poorly for you. You can plan your entire life to be safe and sound, but there are still forces that exist that could change your entire life in a single moment. No one has control over the rest of the world, but the average person tends to believe that as long as he does the work and keeps his head down, he'll be safe. Risk is scary, and safety is the most important part of being alive. At least, that's what our modern society tells us. We live in a society that encourages its people to be safe. Be cautious, take the path of least resistance, and never make a mistake. That way, you can be happy. These words are nothing more than lies. You would think that by the way most average people talk, the entire purpose of this life is to reach death without any kind of battle damage. It's as if they're saying, live a long life and leave a well-preserved corpse. But that's the paradox of safety, isn't it? At the end of it all, no matter how hard you plan, no matter how safe you try to be, and no matter how well you navigate life, you die. You have maybe 70 to 80 good years of your life, and then you'll cease to be. Depending on your religious beliefs, you might continue moving onward in the afterlife, but even that would be entirely different from the physical world that you live in now. So you can try to be as safe as you like, but there's no getting out of life alive. Kind of depressing, isn't it? As depressing as it might seem at first, truthfully, the realization that our lives are very limited is actually quite liberating. You're condemned to die. So you must ask yourself this question. If you only live on this earth for a very short amount of time, what are you going to make of yourself? You can do whatever it is that you set your mind to if you are willing to accept your mortality as permission to be free from society's pressure to be safe and risk-free. This isn't a call to nihilism or hedonism, nor is this a call to live a reckless life in which you consume dangerous drugs and live purely in the moment. Those choices certainly aren't safe, but they also aren't productive or healthy. No, we're here to talk about the dangerous act of striking out on your own. There is no purpose in doing dangerous things for danger's sake. That would be nothing more than adrenaline addiction. Imagine that you're standing before a gigantic forest. There are two roads before you. One road, you know, will lead you straight to a nice, safe home. The other road will take you through a harrowing and dangerous affair, one that could possibly cause you significant suffering and pain. But you know at the end of this road, you'll have achieved something incredible with your life. The characteristics that you develop by going down the dangerous road will transform you into someone extraordinary. You'll cease to be average, and instead will become powerful and exceptional. Which road would you choose? In our culture, there's often a desire to be special without actually working for it. We would call this entitlement. A lot of young people tend to think of themselves as being special, but they're incapable of achieving great things in their life simply because they don't have the characteristics necessary to help them complete the journey to greatness. Desire alone does nothing. Hard work alone does nothing. You must learn to combine desire with hard work to get the results that you want out of life.